In the capital of Venezuela, the mayor says 12 people have been killed and dozens injured in protests in the streets. At least 150,000 people gathered near the presidential palace at the center of the city to demand the resignation of President Hugo Chavez. Phil Gunson is a freelance reporter in Caracas. He's on the phone. Phil, we've been hearing about gunfire in the streets. What can you tell us about what's happening?
Well, right now it seems to be a little calmer, at least as far as the demonstrations are concerned, although there have been pictures in the last few minutes of armored vehicles on the streets of Caracas, so everything is still very fluid. The deaths and injuries appear to have been caused by snipers, apparently from the government side, apparently from a roof of a building that's in the hands of government supporters, and also from the presidential guard. Another recent development is that 10 senior serving military officers, generals and admirals, have come out and called on the president and the high command to resign.
Is it known where President Chavez is now?
So far as we know, he's still in the presidential palace. I haven't heard anything to the contrary. The state broadcasting organization is continuing to run a speech that the president made live earlier today, but the precise whereabouts of the president are unclear. As far as I know, as I say, he's in the palace.
And you talked about snipers. Is there any other government response that you can tell us about?
Well, I spoke to somebody in the palace just a little while ago who told me that the version that they were being given there was that the killings had been carried out by the Metropolitan Police, which is in the hands of the opposition. That's certainly totally false from what I know. But the government hasn't made a statement that I'm aware of on the killings. The opposition, on the other hand, the CTV unions and the business organization that's been backing the general strike that's going on at the moment and which was behind the demonstration today, they're calling for a transitional government to be named.
Do you think there's a danger that the president could actually be ousted?
I think there's a very serious danger, yes. I think that it would appear that he's done precisely what he said he would never do, which is have his security forces fire on demonstrators in the street. And that's always been seen as something of a break point with the military, many of whom don't support the president. There's been a good deal of discontent within the ranks of the military in recent months and years, and this could well bring out more rebel military people and possibly see the president packing his bags.
Is it possible to synthesize what the dispute is all about?
Yes, it's complicated, but the heart of the dispute right now is over the state oil company, which the president has been attempting to take over for his own purposes, at least as far as the management of the oil company is concerned. Their slogan has been no to the politicization of PDVSA, which is the name of the company. That dispute, the oil industry, of course, is the main, it's the heart of the Venezuelan economy, and that dispute has, if you like, coalesced all the other existing disputes around it, and that's been what people have been demonstrating in particular about today. But of course, that transformed itself very rapidly into a call for the president's immediate resignation.
And very, very briefly, what are the chances that this is going to affect the United States, given that Venezuela is the third biggest supplier of oil?
Yes, obviously there's a worry about the oil supply. The oil industry is running only at half its capacity at best. The honest answer is we don't know. It will depend how long this crisis continues.
Phil, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Reporter Phil Gunson speaking to us from Caracas, Venezuela.